MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Sanoon Ohm faces a felony charge after she allegedly falsified her voter registration form in order to vote in last week's Village of Ruidoso municipal election. According to court documents, she changed her voter registration from a Ruidoso Downs address to a Ruidoso address, and that change allowed Ohm to vote in the Ruidoso election. Then Ohm changed her voter registration back to the Ruidoso Downs address. This change was discovered by the Lincoln County Clerk, who then notified the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Ohm was taken into custody on account of falsifying voter record information and is scheduled to make a court appearance on April 20th. According to voter records, Ohm is a registered Republican. The New Mexico Medicaid program will begin covering traditional healing practices for Native American members in participating tribes, nations, and pueblos. The state Medicaid developed the traditional healing benefit along with the help of tribal leaders, traditional healers, advocates, and clinical partners. The New Mexico Health Care Authority released a statement that the coverage expansion comes to serve populations who have used these practices for decades. Traditional healing will be reimbursed to Indian Health Services providers after defined rates are established. The state HCA said this ensures the cultural practices are being supported while accountability and integrity of the program are being maintained. And the Otero County Commission will vote during its regular meeting starting at 9 a.m. on Thursday to direct research into creating a data center and advance energy development. If approved by the commission, authorization will be given to County Attorney R.B. Nichols to conduct a preliminary feasibility assessment and stakeholder outreach according to the agenda. Data centers house servers and storage systems that power services such as artificial intelligence and streaming, but they've come under fire by critics lately for the extraordinary amount of water and power they consume, with critics warning there is not enough of either of those resources for the people of New Mexico and data centers. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.